Surely if I, as thou promise, assured and guaranteed,
should destacar Torah mi Yisrael al yado,
that the Torah will never be forgotten from the Jews,
how?
Through him. Through his guarantee, through his assistance. The Gemara brings the Shabbat, there's an aklok and a debate between the Chamim, the rabbis, and the Mishim Yechayezah. The rabbis say there will come a time when Chas V'Shalom, the Torah will be forgotten. There will come that time, a very dark moment. There'll be no more Torah. That moment will be a moment of darkness. Yishmael Yechayezah says that darkness will never come. Chas V'Shalom, the Torah will never be forgotten. Why? Because there's a pasuk, Yiloti Shachach Lipi Zar'o. The Torah will never be forgotten from the children of Israel. But that pasuk will never be forgotten from his children. The last letters of those words are Yochai, which means be cursed of his child. Whose? Rabbi Yochai's child. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is all, therefore the Torah will not be forgotten. Why? Because the Zohar HaKadosh says, early Zohar HaKadosh, which Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is all wrote, this will bring the Geula for the Jews. The word Zohar is light. The Zohar HaKadosh says, as according to the Gemara, Imlo Berikshi, if not for the Torah, this entire world, the entire universe, the heaven and earth will become destroyed. There must be a Torah, otherwise there is no creation. The moment the Torah stops, Chas V'Shalom, everything disappears. So if there come a time when there be no Torah, it will be forgotten, that means this is the end of all creation. But a Yishit Barei Elokim, the Yishit is the letters Aleph, Tav, Resh, Shin, Bet, Yud. That means Or Torah, the Torah light of Rabbi Yishuv ben Yechai Zal is what Barei Elokim continually creates now, keeps this creation in being of the heavens and the earth. Through the light that Rabbi Yishuv ben Yechai Zal is called out. Which light is that? That's the light of the Zohar.